So I saw this from Zach Rosenblatt's X account. He covers the Jets for The Athletic, and he quote tweeted a video of Nick Bosa speaking to the media that KNBR put out there, which is a sports talk radio station out in San Francisco. So the tagline that KNBR posted was Nick Bosa on facing the Vikings after playing the Jets. So that is just a synopsis of whatever the question was asked. So just keep that in mind. This is Nick Bosa on facing the Vikings after playing the Jets.
This week, I think we're playing a better, honestly, a better team. That's they're playing better football, it looks like, and they run the ball well, and we're going to have to be better in our techniques. We kind of got away with some things last week. So yeah, we have to hone in and not pat ourselves on the back.
Oof. All right. Couple of things here.
Sticking it to the Jets.
I mean, that is a really negative assessment of them in a number of ways. You know, first off, as we know, the Minnesota Vikings are not expected to be very good at all. Most people projected them to finish fourth in their division. Yeah, they beat the Giants and they beat them soundly, but that doesn't mean that they're going to go on and win the division, go to the playoffs or any of that. So I still think they're a team that's not looked at favorably. And he comes right out and goes, I think that we're facing a better team this week in the Vikings. And then he also said, now you remember Monday night, pretty much of a bludgeoning 49ers of the Jets. And he goes, we got away with a lot of stuff in that game.
They made mistakes in their eyes.
And they still dominated? I mean, and that's from one of the best defensive players in the game, one of the highest paid defensive players in the game saying that. And that's a peer. I mean, that's not somebody on TV. That's not somebody trying to get clicks and hammering the Jets. That's a peer. That's a great player basically trashing the Jets.
I can't wait until the Jets and 49ers meet in the Super Bowl. That'd be awesome. Replaying that over and over and over again if you're Rob Sala.
I would sign for that right now.
Yes.
The Jets in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, bring me there. Let's go down to New Orleans. Let's go to Cafe Dumont.
You ever see, like, when somebody does a video and says something, and then, like, 5 years later, somebody will bring the video back up
and say that didn't age well
because of what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, I think Al Gore said something like the world was going to end, like, in 2010.
Oh, did he?
Here, yeah, so,
okay.
I don't know. What the hell?
I know what you mean. So you think that this is one of those things?
It could be.
You know, like, in December, we'll be looking back, and, the Vikings will have 3 wins, and the Jets will be on their way to the postseason. And
yes.
Nick Bosa saying that the Jets were not as good of a team as the Minnesota Vikings will be laughable. You know, I kind of agree. I don't even think it's going to take till December, because if you look at both of those teams' schedules coming up, I mean, the Jets could very easily be 4-1. The Vikings could very easily be 1-4.